The Ribono Shel Olam tells Noach, Bo el ha-teva. As the floodwaters begin to fill the earth, he tells Noach it's time to enter into the ark. But the Baal Shem Tov understands that embedded in those simple words is an incredible lesson for our lives as well. Because you see, my friends, the word teva doesn't just mean an ark, but the word teva also means a letter or a word. Bo el ha-teva means come into the letters. The Ribono Shel Olam telling us that if you want to have a meaningful davening experience, it is not enough to go out and engage in a superficial service. It is not enough to go ahead and pay lip service. But bo el ha-teva, immerse the entirety of yourself into the letters. Lose yourself in the words. Submerse yourself in the tefillah experience. The Baal Shem Tov teaching us an incredible lesson. Then, in order for davening to be something meaningful and impactful, I can't be distracted. After all, I think we would all agree that sometimes the greatest challenge to finding a meaningful prayer experience is the fact that often I'm not focused. I'm thinking about work, or I'm thinking about home, or I'm thinking about what I have to do, or I'm thinking about a whole variety of life circumstances. And we're not referring to things that are frivolous or unnecessary. Sometimes my mind is legitimately preoccupied with very serious issues. But says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, if you want your tefillah to be meaningful, bo el ha-teva, you have to enter into the letters. You have to enter into the words. You have to allow yourself to be totally subsumed and consumed by the tefillah experience. But I think the words of the Baal Shem Tov are not just about davening. But the lesson of the Baal Shem Tov of bo el ha-teva, coming into the letters, teaches us that in reality, to be successful in anything in life, you have to commit yourself in your entirety to the particular endeavor, to the particular mission, to the particular goal and aspiration. I think if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of times in life, the reason we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish is because we lacked complete and total commitment. I said I was committed to this endeavor, but I wasn't really committed. When it got a little bit difficult, I kind of checked out a little bit. I say I'm committed to a variety of different things, but am I really committed in my entirety? And I think conversely, we would see that often when we do accomplish in life, the reason why we do accomplish, the reason we do succeed, is because in fact we commit ourselves in our entirety to the particular matter at hand. Bo el ha-teva was not simply a command for Noach, but is a command for future generations as well. For Noach, it meant time to go into the world of the teva and wholly commit yourself to that work. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us, you want the meaningful tefillah experience, bo el ha-teva, commit yourself to the words, commit yourself to the davening, commit yourself to the prayer experience. And in life, bo el ha-teva teaches us that whatever we undertake in life, commit yourself fully. Immerse yourself in whatever it is that you are taking on. Fully engage in whatever dream or aspiration you have. And Emir Tzah Hashem, you will be successful. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.